أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما صاحبكم بمجنون ولقد أرآه بالأفق المبين. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala went on to explain the authenticity of the Quran and that it is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in that, Allah Ta'ala has gone to great lengths so that we can be convinced and have our complete convincing iman on the Quran Sharif. Allah explained the various qualities of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam who brought the Quran Sharif, and looking at those qualities, then a person can have no doubt that the person who has brought this Quran Sharif, this news from Allah Ta'ala of the Quran Sharif, what great qualities he has got. And as we explained, that the muhaddithin, they have also made a complete science of their own jarah or ta'deel, that they did not just accept the words of any person as the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they went into complete and what lengths and details in order to establish whether the narrator is correct. And also as he says that unzur ila man qal wa la tanzur ila ma qal. Look at the person who is bringing the news to you. Is he reliable? Is he a proper person? Verify it properly. But very, very sadly, we speak about it, but we seldom verify. Any person tells us anything about any person, which is mostly propaganda, we just listen to it and we accept it, in which we do great harm to ourselves and great harm to others also. And all this was a cause of great friction and fighting amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also, when Abdullah ibn Sabah, he started making all his propaganda against Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which caused great, great fights amongst the Sahaba also. So we should be very careful what news we take from any person. Anyway, now the next transmitter of the words of Allah Ta'ala and who propagated it completely, perfectly and ideally was Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now Allah Ta'ala explains some qualities of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, and all this has to do with Iman. That a person believes, and with this belief, that is what is required by Allah Ta'ala, that Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The name of Iman is that a person believes in the unseen without having seen it. And we are also misled with the famous adage that hearing is deceiving, seeing is believing. Yeah, we are asked to believe in that which we heard about. We heard from the most authentic and reliable sources of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam. We haven't seen Allah Ta'ala. We haven't seen the life of the Akhirat. But the name of Iman is that we believe in that more than what we are seeing with our eyes. We believe that Allah is the provider, and we see that our shop is providing for us. Our job is providing for us. But the name of Iman is to have that Allah Ta'ala is providing. Yeah, so Allah Ta'ala says about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. Or ye tumhara rafiq kuch diwana nahi. And this companion of yours, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uzu billah, is no mad man. Now Allah Ta'ala has used the accusations of the kuffar. They used to say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uz billah, is a madman. They used to say that he's a fortune teller. They should say that he's under the spell of some witchcraft, some jadu. They should say that his words are jadu, that he forecasts a spell over people. They should say, na'uz billah, that he's a liar. All these accusations. Now, the perfection of the word of Allah Ta'ala, that yeah, like what Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala explained all his positive qualities which he had, that he was so trustworthy, he was followed by all the malaika, that he was above all blemishes and blame, what's in whichever way. But yeah, Allah Ta'ala uses the accusations of the kuffar in order to prove the authenticity and the correctness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Mufassirin have written here that after living for 40 years with the people of Mecca, and every aspect of life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was open in front of them. Right from his childhood, they saw what his qualities were. Those were his immediate family people saw the miracles that Allah had granted him, whereas he was still a very just when he was born, etc. And how he was nurtured and brought up by Halima Saadia radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and how the miracles that were manifested then also. And throughout his life, he lived amongst the people of Mecca. He went on a business trip with the people of Mecca also, a few trips. All that, they saw his life in every way, and they themselves came to the conclusion, and they called him Al-Amin, As-Sadiq. All these qualities were there. When the Kaaba Sharif was again building work was necessary and it was completed, and then to put the Hajar-e-Aswad on its place, they all agreed on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that what he will decide, that we will do. They had so much of trust in him, everything. Then what changed all this? Only one thing, that now he claimed that Allah Ta'ala has given him Nabuwwat. All his qualities still remain the same. They trusted him so much that they kept his their amanats by him. And even after he had claimed Nabuwwat and he lived as a Nabi, right till the time that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkah Sharif, those amanats were still with him. And in spite of the fact that they opposed his Nabuwwat and he claimed his Nabuwwat, but they still left his amanats with him. That is, he did not change in his character in any way whatsoever. He was still just as honest. He was still just Al-Amin. He was still As-Sadiq. All those qualities were there, but they would not want to change their lives and they would not want to accept the reality of the year after. Those were the causes of them objecting and of them calling him that he's a madman, na'uzu billah. Or all the other epithets that they had put on him, it was all because they themselves did not want to believe. Otherwise, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was still, his character was impeachable. There wasn't a single spot that you could put on any aspect of his character. His public life, his private life, you could never ascribe a lie to him. In fact, to say this also is disrespect to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because what a perfect character he had given. So this also proves that this kitab which has come to us came from Jibreel alayhi salam, and what qualities he had from Allah Ta'ala to Jibreel alayhi salam, and from there to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what the great qualities of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam were. So there is absolutely no doubt in the teachings of the Quran. Also, another accusation they had put, which will come in in the front ayah, that this is the words of shaitan, etc. But if any person can see the Quran Sharif, it teaches honesty. Shaitan will never teach honesty. It teaches you must never lie. The teachings of the Quran Sharif are 100% in conformity with the fact that it is from the most pure and clean from Allah Ta'ala. And so did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also transmit it. May our full yaqeen be on the Quran, notwithstanding whatever contemporary orientalists, modernists, whatever anyone else says, our iman must be fully on the Quran Sharif.